They were not railway children to begin with. I don't suppose they'd ever thought about railways, except as a means of getting to the pantomime, zoological gardens and Madame Tussauds. They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red brick villa, with coloured glass in the front door, a bathroom with hot and cold water, electric bells, French windows, and every modern convenience, as the house agents say. There were three of them. Roberta was the eldest. Of course, mothers never have favourites, but if mother had had a favourite, it might have been Roberta. Next came Peter, who wished to be an engineer when he grew up, and the youngest was Phyllis, who meant extremely well. Alice Domestic, they call me the Queen of Mystery. Of course, I'm flattered by the description, but I'd never use it about myself. Malice is a crime convention for true lovers of the traditional mystery novel, a celebration of the gentle art of killing. And I do kill my characters very kindly, without torture or the gratuitous description of pain. But we aren't brash or flash in Malice. Self-promotion is frowned upon. Unfortunately, some of the newer writers don't observe the conventions. I've seen T-shirts printed with jacket covers, give away candy, the blatant canvassing for awards. I'm Stella Monkhouse, and I'm above that sort of thing.
I was the one who sent him to the place where this was done to him. I sent him there for him to have the time of his life with my relatives. I thought that if I gave him a break from the city, he would come back to me, stronger and brighter and refreshed by his time in the country. But look what happened to him. Look what they did to my child. When he left me for his holiday in the South, he was beautiful to look at, warm to touch, strong. His face had a shine to it, and his mouth and eyes smiled at you. I want you to keep looking at this photograph of the child I collected off that train, because your eyes added to mine will give me strength and help me to look a little longer, as I must do, to serve my son's memory.
There he goes again. What's it going to be this time?
Slap.
I don't bat an eyelid. I carry on knitting. Counting my stitches. Ah, what's this in my apron? A bit of paper. Shall I throw it in the fire?
They were just ordinary suburban children, and they lived with their father and mother in an ordinary red brick villa, with coloured glass in the front door, a bathroom with hot and cold water, electric bells, French windows, and every modern convenience, as the house agents say. There were three of them. Roberta was the eldest. Of course, mothers never have favourites. But if mother had had a favourite, it might have been Roberta. Next came Peter, who wished to be an engineer when he grew up, and the youngest was Phyllis, who meant extremely well.